I feel beautiful. One down, two to go. Thunderlane watched as another customer left the carousel boutique. The jittery, fiery feeling returned and gripped him from the inside. That feeling of swarms of insects crawling all over him. His legs ached from hours of pacing, but he watched on, his feathers twitching in anticipation. He pictured it in his mind, that lovely pink backless dress in the corner. He rubbed his back legs together when he pictured the skirt, cut higher on the sides to show off a bit of leg. He imagined the cute fluff on the collar tickling his neck and shoulders. He felt his face warm up at the thought of the fabric tickling his knees, catching the light in his mind's eye, and the tail hole option for maximum display. He'd been picturing himself in it for weeks, and even then, in his own imagination, he felt so beautiful. Just thinking of wearing that pretty little number always brought on that tingling feeling in his insides. But it also brought back the same sick, nervous feeling, like having the life squeezed out of him. He'd felt it when he walked into the boutique a week ago, sure that No Pony But Rarity was around, and knowing that he was wrong upon seeing Big Mac. Okay, he thought. No big deal. He might not even notice, or even care if he did. Besides, he knows what it's like to wear a dress, so maybe he won't judge me. Still, Thunderlane waited for Mac to leave anyway, and it seemed like he wouldn't be anytime soon, and Rarity still seemed eager to get Thunderlane out. Everything had fallen apart, and he knew that he couldn't take the risk. And so, he waited until the next day. Another down, one to go. And then, he'd chickened out then too. That day, he'd gone to the boutique in the early morning to avoid crowds, but could remember a huge line already forming outside the door at 7 in the morning. A sign in the window read, "Clearance sale! Last season's designs up to 90% off!" He remembered turning around and walking away, the phrase, "tail between his legs," not ringing any truer than that one moment. And it wasn't just the fact that he'd failed once again at coming to the boutique when no pony else was around. It wasn't just because he knew Rarity had enough to deal with that morning. It wasn't even because the huge line would mean that he'd have to wait until well into the afternoon just to get inside. Thunderlane had taken one look at the line and self-awareness ate away at his insides when he realized that they were all mares. Wait, is she leaving? Finally, now I can... Just as Rarity could see her last customer bidding her farewell, another mare walked up to the boutique and went inside. Thunderlane felt a frustrated sigh escape his throat, until he saw that the new customer didn't seem to be sticking around. She spoke, Rarity spoke back, and the new mare nodded. Thunderlane couldn't hear them from the outside in the distance, nor could he see them well enough through the window to know for sure, but logic struck him. "She's probably just asking when she's open," he thought to himself. "Oh, good, she's gone. It's now or never." Watching Rarity's last customer walk out, Thunderlane swiftly and silently made his way to the front door. He slowed his tread after a few steps, but still stayed quick and steady. The store would close soon, but getting there too quickly would look suspicious. Thunderlane sighed at the happy medium that he'd found, and proceeded to reach the door and walk in. The bell rang, and Rarity glanced his way.
"Oh, good evening,"
she said with a smile.
"Welcome back to the Carousel Boutique."
Thunderlane felt the pit of his stomach sink. Wait, welcome back? She'd remembered that he'd been here? That wasn't good. This meant needing an excuse of some kind to pad out the inevitable small talk.
Hi, Rarity.
Thunderlane muttered, forcing a weak smile.
"Is there anything I could do for you tonight?"
Rarity asked, her smile totally natural.
No, not at all, just... browsing. Jeez, that sounded lame,
he thought, as a shameful wave of deja vu crept over him. That was the exact answer that he'd given the last time Rarity had asked if she could help. Last week, when Big Mac's unscheduled presence had thrown a wrench in his plan.
Well, as you wish, darling,
Rarity said hesitantly.
Browse to your liking, and remember to ask if you need anything.
Alright,
Thunderlane replied, his absent tone deliberate.
Just keep it cool. Act like you're not in there for any huge reason. Pass it off as normal. Pass it off as normal. Pass it off as normal.
This became his mantra as another strong sense of repetition struck. He'd used it that night too, as he wandered around pretending to browse. Still, he looked away from Rarity's dubious glance and wandered, feigning mild interest at the various outfits on Rex. He slowly made his way to the corner where his treasure stood. It sprang back to mind after a quick glance at it, and he could almost feel the silky fabric tickling the backs of his knees. The tingle started up again, in that very area, and spreading upwards,
"Pass it off as normal, pass it off as normal, pass it off as normal."
An occasional glance at the pink dress guided Thunderlane on a formless path through the boutique. Racks and mannequins were fewer today, much fewer than the previous week during the sale. An empty, regretful feeling struck him at picturing the numerous beautiful outfits that must have lined the shelves. Glancing around and not seeing Rarity nearby, he shook his head and focused on the present, seeing numerous dresses and skirts that were quite stylish themselves. They weren't quite as enthralling as his pink dress, but the tingle returned nevertheless, and he pictured himself in these daring, sexy outfits, believing that he'd look and feel just as daring and sexy.
"Oh, get a grip,"
Thunderlane snapped inside of his own head.
"You came here for one reason. Attempt to keep it in mind."
A few more cautious steps, past a stunning blue number with a short skirt and sequins.
"I would look so hot in that."
Thunderlane stopped a few steps short of the dress.
There it was.
So bright and lovely, and making its plastic model look oddly titillating.
"Come on, Thunderlane,"
he thought, blowing an exhale.
"All it takes is a little push. Just speak up. Ask Rarity about the dress. Buy it, and be on your way."
"Finding everything all right, darling?"
Thunderlane jumped, and fought his hardest to suppress a yelp. Turning to his other side, opposite the pink dress, Rarity stood with an attentive smile. He could already feel his neck and face warm up.
Yeah, of course. No problems. Here.
"Well, Thunderlane, right?"
Rarity asked, and he nodded.
"I just thought I'd offer you a bit of assistance,"
she continued, with an almost manufactured cheerfulness in her concern.
"You see, and do correct me if I'm wrong, you appear to be a bit lost. The gentleman's apparel is on the other side of the boutique."
And there it was.
"Caught red-hoofed,"
he thought, feeling his gut squirm.
"Well, I might as well go with it. What's the worst that could happen at this point?"
He'd previously thought of a dozen different ways that this could go wrong at this point, and every one of them flashed briefly through his mind in the space of a millisecond.
No, Rarity, I'm...
He gave a casual sigh as he spoke.
I'm in the place I want to be."
"Oh?"
Rarity's eyes widened slightly.
"Well, I couldn't help but notice you marveling at that little neon piece. A bit simple, perhaps, but flirty and daring in equal measure. A gift, perhaps, for a special Semponi?"
"No. It's for Semponi, all right, but I don't think..."
Thunderlane began to swivel on the spot a bit, his heart thrashing the inside of his chest.
"Oh, Thunderlane,"
Rarity gasped, putting a hoof to her mouth.
"Whatever's the matter? There's hardly a reason to work yourself up over a dress."
She then seemed to get a flash of elucidation, and eyed him deliberately.
"Is there something you're not telling me?"
Thunderlane felt his heart plunge.
"Well, it's just that... I...
All the excuses that he'd remembered the night Mac showed up seemed farther away now than they did then. There was no way out of this.
"I just feel a little embarrassed about buying a dress, that's all."
"Oh, well, there's no need to feel embarrassed about it, darling,"
Rarity said with a chuckle.
"Whomever this dress is for, I'm sure she will positively adore it."
That look of clarity came back, and Thunderlane began to sweat.
"Come to think of it, you haven't said for whom you intend to buy this dress for."
Well, just a pony I know who really looks good in pink, so I thought... Yeah.
That sounded lame even to him.
"Really?"
Rarity replied, that studying eye returning.
"And what's her name, darling?"
"Oh, she's on to me. I can't keep this up."
He released a sigh as shame pulled him down like a violent undertow. He swallowed hard, lowered his head, and closed his eyes as he answered.
Thunderlane.
He heard nothing for a good few seconds. No shock noise, no scream of horror, not even an oh. Thunderlane opened his eyes and looked up to see a soft yet stern look on Rarity's face.
"It's for me."
He almost whispered it.
"I understand,"
Rarity replied.
"But, Thunderlane, one does not need to lie. Especially since I saw you waiting outside my shop for the last hour. No stallion waits that long to buy clothes just before closing."
Thunderlane could have slapped himself. He groaned at his own ineptitude.
"You drifted to this dress on your own, and you're clearly uncomfortable talking about this. I'm quite a bit sharper than ponies would have you believe, you know?"
Thunderlane could only nod. He felt numb, not knowing what to think or what to anticipate.
"That being said, darling,"
Rarity spoke up, her horn igniting and sweeping the pink dress off of its mannequin.
"I cannot allow this."
Thunderlane's eyes shot open, and his heart cracked.
What? But why? I did—
Rarity replied, holding up a hoof.
"I'm sorry, darling. I know you were looking so forward to this, but this is an action I simply cannot condone. It would be an unspeakable sin against my profession, and I will not tarnish my reputation."
She folded the dress into a square and brought it with her towards a door to a supply closet.
"Wait right there."
And as she went inside, Thunderlane felt his heart shatter completely.
"She can't condone it. A sin won't tarnish her reputation."
Not even getting the dress was one thing, but this was far worse. This was the worst-case scenario that he'd predicted. But even with weeks of planning and steeling himself against this very response, it still struck him like a punch to the gut. He felt small. He felt unclean, somehow. Like a perversion standing out too well amidst this beautiful decor and fashion of the shop. He felt just as he was afraid he'd feel. Like a freak. Tears gathered rapidly in Thunderlane's eyes as he turned around and walked back to the door. He moved in a haze, as if the rest of the world around him had vanished into thin air, and he only saw darkness, only illuminated a foot in front of him at a time as he walked. He didn't know where he'd go, but he couldn't be here anymore.
"Thunderlane, where are you going?"
He stopped, hearing Rarity's genuinely curious voice, and was seized by a sudden, paralyzing anger.
"I know when I'm not wanted,"
he said, his voice low.
"But, darling, I asked you to wait here. Why would I not want you here?"
Thunderlane blinked tears out of his eyes and turned his head towards Rarity.
"I wouldn't want to ruin your reputation!"
Rarity gasped at the sudden venom, and Thunderlane could hear her hoofsteps approach him.
"Thunderlane, darling, please talk to me. What's going on?"
"Just stop!"
Thunderlane rounded on Rarity fully and saw her recoil as she nearly reached out to him. Even as the white-hot rage thundered in his blood, tears continued cascading down his face.
"I'm a stallion, and I like to wear dresses,"
he finally admitted out loud, for the first time in his life.
"I don't know why. I never cared why. It makes me feel good. Yeah, it's unnatural. I should be ashamed, but I can't help it. I've tried over and over again to get up the nerve to buy my own dress. I've gone to boutiques all over Equestria, and I chickened out every time, because I knew every single one of them would act just like you."
Thunderlane's breaths came out harsh and shaky, and his legs trembled beneath him. Across from him, only a couple of feet away, Rarity pressed a hoof to her mouth, her own eyes wide and beginning to tear up. Seeing her expression seemed to snap Thunderlane out of his fury, and helped him coast back down to a calm level. The kind of calm that was anguished and ashamed, but calm nonetheless.
"You—"
Rarity began in a soft voice.
"You think I disapprove?"
"You said it yourself, Rarity. It's a sin against your profession. You'd tarnish your reputation. It's obvious you don't want to help me."
No. That's not the case at all,"
she cried.
"I would never want to make you feel that way. What you're doing is brave. It truly is. I would never turn you away. I swear on my life, as a designer, I would never turn away a client for such a shamefully discriminatory reason."
"Then why? Why, after all of this time, I wanted that dress so badly. I just...
Thunderlane could no longer keep the emotional dam up, and then he collapsed, crying into the carpet. The world returned in vivid, agonizing detail, as if taking the form of millions of knives that carved him to the bone. And the tears may as well have been blood. Thunderlane felt his sobs tear at his insides and covered his face with his forearms. He remained in this position, feeling the plush of the carpet press against him, and not caring how ridiculous or juvenile or emasculated he looked, all there was just a feeling of anguish. Until it was followed by the feeling of a warm hoof on his shoulder. Thunderlane pulled his hooves away and looked up to see a warm glow from Rarity Sapphire Eyes. Her look wasn't pitying or cringing as he expected. She seemed welcoming, somehow, as though whatever he had to say would be met with understanding.
Would you like to talk about it?
Thunderlane drew a blank, but attempted to respond anyway.
What? You mean right now?
Rarity's horn lit up, and she turned towards the door. The knob glowed, and there was a heavy click, and a split second before Thunderlane glanced at it. The blinds on each window whipped shut on their own.
Yes, dear,
she soothed.
Now, if you're comfortable. Don't worry, the store is closed, and the doors are locked. It's just us.
Thunderlane gradually felt his insides give form and function again, and took this to mean his resolve was returning. He sniffed and sat up straight, wiping his eyes free of tears. Rarity's hoof never left his shoulder.
I started sneaking into my mom's closet when I was 12.
He began, voice barely above a whisper.
It just felt good to show off my legs in a short skirt. It felt good to look desirable, you know? To be something ponies would want. I don't really know why. It felt empowering, daring, and, well, it felt one or two other personal things I'd rather not say.
He could feel it getting quite personal below his waist at that very moment.
Yes, quite.
Rarity sighed, nodding curtly, and fanning herself with a hoof.
Please, continue, darling.
Well, anyway, when my parents found out, they didn't approve, and that's putting it mildly.
At this, Thunderlane felt the tears begin to return.
And who could blame them? I mean, no one wants to admit their strapping young stallion is just a little sis.
Stop!
Rarity spoke up, holding up a hoof.
All here. No such talk. There is nothing wrong with wanting to look beautiful. Understood? Nothing whatsoever. You needn't rely on the word of family or observers or any pony. Not even mine. Even though I support you 100%. You have every right in the world to want to feel attractive, and I want nothing but the best for you.
Thunderlane stared back at Rarity, feeling a fog of disbelief soon giving way to sweet elation, and the serene relief of over 10 years' worth of burden being pulled away. The pain of rejection seemed much farther away now.
Really?
Absolutely, darling!
Rarity replied, pricking up her head and making her purple curls bounce delicately.
In fact, when it comes to sensitivity, you are one of three stallions I know who show it wonderfully and aren't afraid to be who they are. One of whom asked me of my services not too long ago before you did, and to see stallions break away from status quo and do what makes them happy, well, it's simply marvelous.
She glanced at a table in the corner, on which a small case labeled Plushie Repair Kit was displayed right next to a bust carrying a magnificent gold necklace with a fire ruby set in it.
Well, then,
Thunderlane began, glancing down at the floor.
Why take away the dress that I wanted?
Oh, that!
Rarity gasped.
Of course that. Well, dear, as much as you wanted that dress, and as lovely as it is, I simply could not let you have it.
But why?
Well, I thought it was obvious,
she replied, sounding legitimately surprised.
It's just not your style. The hot pink is too loud for your coloring and clashes in all the wrong ways. The bodice is too tight and restrictive, and the sleeves would draw too much attention to your chest. And your legs are simply divine. And it doesn't bring out your eyes at all, darling. Why to sell you a gown that's cheap and gaudy? How could I call myself a fashionista?
She closed her eyes and pouted her lips.
No, no, it simply will not do. I cannot, in good conscience, sell you that dress.
Just as Thunderlane opened his mouth for the third, why in a row, Rarity trotted to another table and lifted a small flat box from it with her magic. She brought it forward, opened it, and brought out a new garment from within it.
However, I can,
she added with a coquettish blink,
sell you this gorgeous piece.
Thunderlane saw it unfold from within the box and his jaw dropped. Thoughts about the pink dress that he'd longed for days, were suddenly a memory. It was a bright and sparkling golden dress with a wraparound bodice, a simple string neckline, no back, and a pleated skirt shorter than the pink one. It caught the lights in the room as if to yell out, I'm gorgeous and proud. Just looking at it sent Thunderlane reeling in sensuous delight, and he hadn't even pictured himself in it yet.
I had meant to bring this out from my closet before you try to leave,
said Rarity.
This is a far better match for you, dear, and it's just your size, I'm sure of it.
Oh my,
he whispered, looking between the dress and its maker.
Rarity, it's amazing.
Well, of course it is, darling,
she chirped, her head held up proudly.
I designed it.
Thunderlane reached out for it, and Rarity settled the garment into his hooves. The shimmering fabric felt pleasant to the touch, cool and smooth as if it were a curtain of silk. The longer he held it, the closer to him that he pressed it, and the more the tears began to return, this time in joy.
Rarity, I can't.
Now, now, darling, no need to trip over yourself.
Rarity grinned as she brought a dressing screen over from a few feet away with her magic.
Go on, try it on and show yourself off. I'll put out the closing sign to give us some more privacy, all right?
Once the screen was unfolded, she urged Thunderlane behind it with a few taps to his flank, then turned and went to the door. Behind the screen, Thunderlane felt his heart race as he looked down at the dress in his hooves, and felt a moment's hesitation begin to stretch onto infinity. The moment he'd been waiting for was here. He was about to put on a beautiful dress inside a public boutique for the first time. And he froze. So far from what I'm reading, this is a great story and also a great lesson to learn. It's a cliche sort of thing, but just be yourself. If anybody ever tries to shit on you for you just being you, they're not important in your life because they're probably just going to put in more negativity than there ever would be in positivity. Unless it was in a joking manner and everything was mutual, everything was cool, then that's perfectly fine. Now, how about we get on to our beautiful donators? Top donators, Dash of Evergreen, J. Tin Man, and Darkside. Peter Coulthard, Dospo, RuneScythe 9852, Courier Crew CI, Delta Omega, Rhiney Dragonwolf, Secret Moon, Tal Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Soul Dragon, Starlight Glimmer, Squiddy Boy, Gaggy, David D. Sanchez, Trey, Shadow Drake, Joe Piercy, Alex F., Rainbow Dash, TLK Anderson, and TV Killer. Thank you all very much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.